Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hello, you're listening to Shag Marinoid with me, Rosie, and my husband, Chris. Ooh. And we are, collectively, the Ramses.
Wow.
With an E, not an A.
Right, okay. Yeah. Just getting that all out there, were you? Very loud hello at the beginning, very excited.
Sorry.
No, it's fine. It's jumped right up on me little
thing on my screen
I don't know how
pedometer.
To use.
Pedometer, no.
Nope, that's steps, isn't it?
Yes.
Oh, hey, aren't we clever? Hey, aren't we? Oh, don't we know our craft? I said on my screen that I don't know how to use, and you came in with pedometer.
Great.
Pedometer is steps, isn't it?
It actually is. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, no, not that. Just me little thing that tells you how the volume is. Normally, mine's much higher than yours, but yours was
dead quickly. Yeah. Right. Talking of steps, right?
Yeah.
You know how it's like New Year and everyone. Me and my friends been sending each other these like checklists of like try and do this 2 to 3 liters of water a day.
Genuinely thought you were going to talk about the band Steps. Carry on. Okay.
Love,
sorry.
Hashtag love steps. But no, that's something different. Mm. 10,000 steps a day, right?
Yeah. You know,
that is a lot.
Is that what you're aiming for?
Well, I remember working in offices years ago and people were like, you should do 10,000 steps. When the kind of watch things came out, Apple Watch, before that,
you could get Fitbits and all that kind of stuff,
right? And 10,000 steps. So I walked down to my mum's from here. Mm-hmm. It's about 2.5 miles.
Yeah.
2.7 miles.
Right.
That's about 7,000 steps.
Jesus.
Who's getting 10,000 a day? That is a lot, you know.
Postman.
Yeah.
Next question.
Thank you very much.
Oh, yeah. Post dogs.
It's a lot of steps. Because you kind of go, oh, that's easy. It's not. That's a lot. It's a lot.
Well, don't people have like stand-up desks now when they stand?
Yeah, they are a good idea.
How far does it count a step? Because can you just do them on the spot? Does that count as a step?
I think so.
And 2.5, you said it's 2.7 miles to your mum's house. Aye. And that was 7,000 steps.
Well,
and you've only got little, tiny little trotters.
Legs, yeah.
You've
so
got
far
little
anyone else.
Stubby little tiny little trotters.
Be less. So, that's awful thing to say.
Well, see, because when I said little trotters, you didn't flag it up when I first said little trotter, so I then had to go back and double down on stubby little tiny little trotters. So yeah, for someone like me, so if it was what, 7,000 steps for you, that'd probably be 1,000 steps for me.
You do walk annoyingly fast. I hear that about like being little and walking with people who are taller.
Yeah.
Just like you're off.
I'm not even that tall.
You're
either.
Away.
Yeah.
No, I've walked with proper tall people before.
Oh,
and
I'm
no, no,
oh,
honestly.
Oh, look. Oh, all my mates are tall and hard. Oh, look at me. Oh, yeah. I hold their coats while they go on the rides.
Done that before. So.
I'm not tall enough.
I'm out of breath. I'm literally out of breath. Yeah. I've had boyfriends who are dead tall before, and I'm like,
oh, here we go. Oh, look at him. Oh, God.
I'm like, shit. Slow down.
Height shaming is for your exes. You are, honestly, we are going to fall out.
Yeah.
You have been giving me, you've been calling me. I think this week you've shouted ick at me more than I've had ick shouted at me.
I've done it twice, I think.
You've done it all the time.
You still keep walking into a room doing the muscles thing.
And it's a joke.
It's horrible.
It's a joke.
It's awful. Even as a joke, it's disgusting. When kids see it, they're going to think it's normal. Pack it in.
So before bath time.
I need to write that down, actually.
Before, I think you'll find I do bath time in this house. Before bath time, me, Robert, and Rafe stand in front of the mirror and flex my guns.
No, you absolutely better not.
Absolutely do.
You
got to flex your guns with the lads.
Is that how Rafe... I wondered. Right. Is that how Rafe knows what muscles are?
Yeah, you got to stand and flex your muscles with the lads.
Which mirror did you do this in?
Bathroom mirror. Bathroom in our bedroom.
How do they see?
They both stand on the toilet.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Because it's higher up the mirror, but they both stand on the toilet and flex. And we all flex. And then we all, you know, and then they get in the bath. and they have a bath and that's
genuinely fine. Honestly, swear down, you all flex your muscles.
Yeah, I mean, we're joking, but yeah.
God, what a horrible, toxic,
oh, there it
masculinity
is.
There it household is. This is.
There it
you
is.
You better pack that in.
Right, okay, there it is. There it is. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Rafe was drying my hair this morning, so.
Oh, well, evening it out back. Then. Evening it out.
I'm trying. There
we go. Fantastic. So we flex our muscles, and then they climb in the bath, and then I sit in the toilet, and then we talk about how good
on.
It was when women didn't have the vote.
Great.
Yeah.
Great.
they mainly listen. So
it's awful. So sorry. So horrible.
It is episode 251. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for being part of all of our silliness. And without further ado, it's time for this week's lucrative sponsor. This week's sponsor is, and Rosie, on the tour, Rosie, we did some sponsors that you weren't happy with, and I had to do them on the tour because you said they were a bit too harsh for the podcast. Yep. This might fall into that category, but too late.
I've been pre-warned. I don't know what this is, but you the other day said, I don't know whether this will be allowed. So this is either going to be in
it's
or not.
It's one of the things where you'll be like, you might be like, this is really nasty.
I mean, you've already said women shouldn't have had the vote. So, hey, listen.
Yeah, but that's like banter.
Stop.
That's like banter with
the
lads.
Can we just, he's totally joking, by the way, because people might take you seriously.
Well, if you
someone's listened to this for the first time today.
Right, well, don't be stupid, because I wasn't alive when they didn't have the vote. So how could I be saying it was better? Like, oh, fucking shut up. if you took that seriously, stop listening now. Go and listen to something else, because this shit's not for you. We'll get a question from the public. Your fucking toes will curl. You big soft bastard. Now listen, this week's sponsor is people who think you can understand their kids as well as they can. Yeah? Yeah?
Right, okay.
It's happened to us so much.
Right.
It's happened to us so much recently. I stand talking to someone. It happened in the shop the other day. I stand talking to someone and they've got their kid with them. And the kid, I'll look at it and be like, hello. And the kid will, you can't, it'll be two or three. And the kid will go, and I go, right. And I look at the kid and I look back at the parent and they just look at us as if to go, well, answer the child.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, sorry. I don't, look, that you, I'm not having a go. Your kid, that their speech might be incredible for that age, but I don't fucking live with this kid.
Yeah, so you
don't
know.
I don't know the words. I can understand Rafe. I can't understand your, when Rafe talks gobbledygook to someone,
I go,
this is what he said.
Yeah.
But you're not seeing the people who just look and go, please answer the boy. He's just asked you a question. And I'm like,
well, but that's the same.
I don't know what fucking language he's speaking.
That's the same. Sorry, I'm interrupting you.
That's fine.
I'll just reel me ADHD back in. That's the same as when people let their kids interrupt you.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, unbelievable.
Hate it.
Yeah.
I'm very comfortable with a lot of my friends, especially me mate Steph.
Yeah.
We ignore our kids.
Oh, God, yeah.
Please don't think we're horrible. We don't fully ignore them. But if we're talking, I do it with her kids. She does it with my kids because I feel comfortable enough. And then I'll go, just 1 minute. We're just chatting. 1 second, we're just chatting.
I go 1 second, yeah. I do it. If anyone's in our house speaking or whatever, Robin will speak. I go, 2 seconds, Robin, I'm just talking. And I'll go, there's a minute episode of Bluey where
Robin's
the dad.
Robin has never learned how to not interrupt, though.
Well, you've got to tell him. You've got to tell him
shocking.
Every time. I go, stop.
Shocking.
And he keeps going.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we interrupt each other all the time on this, so that's probably what they get it from.
Probably.
But there's a minute episode of Bluey where the dad says, just put your hand on my arm when you want to speak to us, and I'll put my hand on your hand so you know I know you're there and you're waiting.
Oh.
Doesn't work like that really, but it's very, very good.
Okay, that's a good idea.
You can see them in public. We've said before, when you see people in public who just got no spatial awareness, who just stand in people's way, who just walk in front of you when you're in the supermarket looking at something, you go, all right, your parents never told you to get the fuck out of people's way.
Yes, I've said that to you before.
Yeah.
Yeah, some people have no, like, I remember the amount of times when I was a kid, right, and I do it to my kids, I've been grabbed by the hood, like, not in an aggressive way.
Shepherd's crook.
Not in a horrible, I don't mean in a nasty way, just like in a watch out the way.
Yeah, watch out.
Some people, oh my God, they get pissed me right
constantly.
Off.
Constantly, yeah. I'm like, I'm fucking, I sort of shepherd our kids round like a sheepdog. I'm like, watch out that, I'm so sorry, watch out that person's way. You can see an adult who was always allowed to interrupt parents.
Yep.
And you can see, as a kid, and an adult who was always just allowed to just fucking walk and do whatever they want, was never told to get out of the fucking way.
Yeah.
Another thing, in the same trip to the supermarket, I was standing, looking at an aisle, looking for beans with sausages. No, sorry. I could see the beans with sausages, and I couldn't see just the beans.
Okay.
That's what I was looking for.
Right.
I was about a metre and a half away from the aisle because someone had just went past, like away from the stuff. Have you ever had someone just walk right in front of you and stand like a joke, like it's a wind up. So I'm standing looking, and they just walked in between me and the beans, and they stood there and looked. And I was like, do you know people do that?
Did they do it deliberately, or were they just in
it
another
It felt like
world?
They'd done it deliberately, but they're just in another world. I feel like when someone does that, you should just be able to fucking push them into the stuff that they're looking at. Like, fucking beans, do you?
Chris is in our thoughts.
Yeah.
Coming out here.
New year, new me. If you see us fucking levelling people in the supermarket, that's it's because exactly they walked right in front of us while I was trying
do
to look for the beans.
Better that you got that off your chest?
A little bit, yeah. Little bit. And I know there's probably, you know what it is? There's probably an argument somewhere to say, don't sort of, you know, interrupt the kid when your kid's being confident. All right, your kid's probably being confident enough to speak to a stranger and or someone in an event. But don't look at us like I'm supposed to get it. I don't get it.
No, and at the same time, no disrespect, right? A 2 or 3 year old is not going to remember that their parent has repeated what they've said.
Yeah,
so that an adult can understand.
Yeah.
No, they're never going to remember. They don't remember anything before 5.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry.
Half the holidays we went on, Robin can't remember. Oh, waste of fucking money. Wait. Pointless.
Absolutely.
Honestly,
money.
Don't take them anywhere till they're 7.
We had a fight about the jingle. Jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle. Jingle. So this is the jingle. Jingle. We hope you like the jingle. Jingle.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle.
Hello and welcome back to this week's episode of Shag Married Annoyed. Before we go on.
Hello.
I'm
here as well.
Hello. I don't normally say your name now.
No, but I didn't say hello.
Right.
People might think I left in the intro.
Oh, if only. if fucking only. But listen, before we get divorced, we've got a really big announcement.
Big announcement right now.
We're not taking the mic either. This is genuinely something that we're really, really excited about. We've been desperate to tell you. Shall I do a little drum roll?
If you like.
Are you ready?
Yeah. I hope they can hear that.
I'm
looking on the pedometer. It's on the pedometer.
It's on the pedometer.
It's on the pedometer.
1, 2, 3, 4. We are writing a children's book.
Woo!
We are. I know you're thinking, what? Seriously?
We are writing a kid's book.
We're absolutely buzzing about this.
Yeah, very excited. I mean, we read to the kids all the time.
Yeah.
It's a massive part of our night.
Yeah.
So we're finally going to write a kid's book.
Mm-hmm.
Very excited. We've signed up. Are we allowed to say we've signed up for 2 books? I think it's getting announced that we're doing 2 books.
I don't know.
I'm sure
it
is.
Say it now, but it can be snipped out if not.
Yeah. The book is called There's a Poon Army in My House.
It's about poo?
No way.
No way.
You and me, toilet humour.
Absolutely not on brand for us at all.
No, it's a good gear switch, you know, to talk about.
Switch it up.
Yeah. It's just to say poo and not shit is gonna be it's gonna be a lovely change of pace.
It's for the kids.
Yeah, I mean we read to the kids all the time. It's fantastic. They do. It's lush. It is lush when you're reading like a funny book and your kid laughs as well.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully our book's going to bring that to families and make kids laugh and make adults laugh as well. You know, the humour of poo bringing families together. Our kids find poo hilarious.
They do. And I feel like poo isn't, it's not poo anymore. It's like its own sort of character. Our boys just, all they do is sing songs, tell jokes, and call each other poo all the time. And so when we got asked to do this and what we wanted it to be about, we were like, well, poo.
How do I get them in the bath every night? If I sit downstairs and I say, right, boys, bath time. No. If I stand at the other end of the room, next to the door at the bottom of this, I stand next to the bottom of the stairs and I look at them and I go, and I clear my throat so they know I'm about to say something. And I go, last one in the bathroom stinks of poo, and they sprint across the room, don't they? And we all sprint upstairs.
It's interesting to watch. It's like when puppies are behind a fence and you open the fence and they're just like, so it's like, it's great.
So there'll be more info coming on that soon, but it's going to be called There's a Poon Army in My House, and we're looking forward to recruiting readers to the Poon Army Army. We are doing the book with Simon and Schuster, and we're thrilled to be part of the Gallery Kids launch and, the S&S family, as it's called.
It's going to be illustrated by Paula Bowles, and we've seen a couple of things already. It looks great. I'm so excited.
We've seen a little illustration of what the family's going to look like. It's well exciting.
There's going to be like a little family, 2 boys, a mum and a dad. Yeah, that's so that'll be coming out
in
September.
Out in September, yeah. Stereo E.
Dead excited. How cool. That's cool, isn't it?
Very cool.
It's a cool thing.
Can't wait for the kids to read it once and then not want to ever read it again.
Hey, it might end up being their favourite book.
You never know.
It's about Pooh at the end of the day. They love it.
Yeah.
The book's going to be out in September, but it will be available to pre-order very soon. So keep an eye out on our socials, as we'll be posting on there.
Yeah. Babadoo, 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 ba. So big news in our house. Robin's made up a song, and I can't get it out of my head.
Is this the, oh my God, what is it?
He's been singing it around the house. He sings it, Rafe sings it. He's done that thing where he said he's made it up, but I don't know if it's an actual real song, or I don't know if someone else has made it up. But his actual words that he sings.
No, he's quite good at making up songs, our Robin. Yeah. This is why, so he gets piano lessons, right? But he gets them at school. We're paid a little bit extra. He just doesn't like them.
I think it's difficult. I think when something gets difficult and you can't do it straight away, he's immediately raging.
But the thing that annoys us is he's actually quite talented at like... Right, coming up with lyrics and stuff. Mm-hmm. So I said to him the other day, I was like, you know, if you stuck at that, you would be, you could be really good. But my mum and dad never made me stick at anything. This would have annoyed you. Mm. I seen a post on Instagram. I don't know why I get bombarded with all this shit because I'm not this parent at all, right? And it was like, how to get your child to stick at a hobby when they don't want to. I was like, why? One, why are you making your child do something they don't want to do?
Yeah.
And it was like... get over this barrier. It'll be hard, but isn't life hard? And learning how... And I was like, oh, for God's sake, seriously.
Yeah.
Like, just... if your kid doesn't like doing something, maybe... like what we're trying to do with the piano, a couple more times, stick it a couple more times, still don't like it. Well, do it.
Yeah.
What... life is going to be hard enough for these kids when they're older. Why make them do shit they don't want to do now?
I do get it,
Save yourself the money. Honestly, he's only 8. You'll get over it. Like, he's got a couple of little other activities that he really enjoys and he actually looks forward to going to.
And he's
going to
start jiu-jitsu.
And he's going to start jiu-jitsu. Woo! And his dad. Oh, God. Him and very his cousin. Exciting. That was awful, by the way, when you put all your stuff on the other day and had to take pictures of
I got both of them. I got him and his little cousin, a gi, from, you know, the outfit, if you will. what are you saying, butter for?
Because... Indian butter is called ghee.
Oh, great. I got them both theirs and I made them put them on in the house and then I quickly ran upstairs and I put mine on and we all got a photo taken.
Awful. Horrendous when Chris turned
one
up.
One of the things recently that you said ick at. So there we go. But listen, back to Robin's song. The song is, and I don't know if I can't get it out of my head, right?
Come on then.
Oh my God, I see you passing by. I say hi and then you die and I turn into a pie. Now... just to deconstruct it slightly, hell of a story in there. Emotional roller coaster.
It is.
He sees you passing by, he says hi, they die, he turns into a pie.
Wow.
I mean, there's magic, there's death, there's tragedy.
Pie, I wonder?
I don't know. Sweet, savoury, chicken, who knows? Listen, the only thing is, it remains, you know, at school, someone would always say they made something up.
Mm-hmm.
They had made something up. I had a weird memory when Robin said, oh, I made this up. So, can you remember the first time someone told you the acronym Adidas, what it stands for? What the joke of what it stands for?
I don't know the joke of what it stands for.
Adidas. You don't know what at school what everyone said Adidas stood for. So my school, my juniors, we didn't have to wear a uniform. You could just wear trackies and that.
Of course
probably,
you could.
Probably rather knock it down. So everyone had like Puma tracksuits on and that.
Oh, I'd be so, as Adidas a parent, pants. Absolutely not.
You didn't have to wear.
Uniforms all day long. Like, what?
Really strange. It must have, now thinking back, it must have been a bad junior school. Yeah. Anyway.
But why not a uniform? It just
makes no sense. They don't knock the good ones down. I remember one time I was in one end of the yard. So the lad I was with had Adidas pants on and he went, look what I've made up. And it was Adidas, A-D-I-D-A-S.
Right, tell us, I'm dying to know what it is.
I can't believe you're hearing this for the first
honestly,
time.
Honestly, you might tell us and it might spark a memory, but I don't think I'd...
All day I dream about sex.
Oh, okay, yeah, I do remember
you
that.
You did know, yeah. And he said it and I went... and I went, oh, and I was like laughing. I was like, it's amazing. And he went, oh, I made it up. And I went, oh, right. And I literally like sprinted off. And there was some lads in the corner who played on the football team, the juniors, and they had boot bags. And one of them had Adidas on his boot bag. And I remember running up and going, look. And I went, look at this. And I went, all day I dream about sex. And it was silence. And they all went, yeah, everyone knows that.
Oh, Chris.
Fuck me. It was horrible. And I ran back over and I went, you said you made that up? And he went, yeah, I did. I was a year F.
Yeah, you didn't.
Lying prick.
That's what I would do. I would say I'd made it up when really I hadn't.
I was probably, honestly, as a comedian, probably the first time I died on my arse.
Oh, I do remember that now. Sorry, all day I dream about sex. I loved all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I loved all of like the rhyme. Well, Robin came home singing a rhyme.
Yeah.
And it was to, it was the Barbie girl.
Yeah.
they've made up, because Barbie Girl obviously is coming back around with the film Barbie, mm-hmm. And him and his mates, someone must have made up a new song.
Yeah.
And it was just meant to hear him singing a made-up song with a
to
pop
Barbie
song.
Girl. Yeah.
Because I was like, oh, get in.
Nothing changes.
And then, but then I sang to him, I'm a Texas girl. I live over there so far away. I can jump, I can shoot, I can do the hula hoop when my boyfriend comes to town. There's a guy over there who winks one eye. He says that he loves me, but he's telling lies because his hair's ain't curly and his shoes don't shine. He ain't got the money and he ain't my guy. A little bit shallow, right?
What the hell is that?
Something I used to sing in school, and I sang it to Robin.
God, I would hate it if you were at school.
Oh, no. He couldn't be less bothered.
Yeah.
He could not have been less bothered.
Absolutely
it was really upsetting.
Shit.
Did you never sing I'm a Texas girl?
No.
Did you sing CC My Playmate?
No.
Oh, did you do B-I-N-G-O?
Well, yeah,
B-I-N-G-O.
Rosie, I'm telling you now. Rosie, no. He is into the Rude songs now.
I know.
His Barbie song had balls, the word balls in it. Yeah, I had time to stop saying balls.
We've lost him. He's also, which is very sad because I thought it would have went over his head, but he's been banned from watching The Simpsons. Because what did he say to me yesterday?
She needs to learn to shut her mouth. he said it to me. He said, she needs to learn to shut her mouth, which I wholeheartedly agreed with, but I had to pretend I didn't because I had to enforce that he shouldn't have said
Well.
But I do believe you need to learn to shut your mouth.
I will. He said it under his breath to Chris. I was absolutely raging. That is horrendous.
So Simpsons has been bad.
That is horrendous. Yeah. I thought he went over his head.
Nah.
I was like,
my Rafe's head.
Yeah, totally goes over Rafe's head, but I was like, he's not taking this in. But unfortunately, Robin is quite a smart lad, and yeah, little twat that he is. Oh, yeah. Seething. So that's gone.
Listen, back to Adidas.
Why do you keep ruining good things? Because I quite enjoyed watching The Simpsons.
Can you remember when everyone started wearing Kappa?
Kappa Slapper.
Yeah, and so the Kappa icon, another one that blew me mind, the Kappa logo is two people sitting back to back.
Yeah.
But if you cover the top half of it, it just looks like one with their legs
open. With their legs open, yeah.
Just great times. Absolutely great times.
Honestly, we were just fed porn all the time,
perverts,
weren't we?
Wasn't it? Little perverts.
You had sex on legs. Yeah. It's great. Yeah. Babadoo, 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 ba. Hello, me again. Just something really quickly. If you're looking to improve...
Sorry, you don't need to say hello.
All right, it's just because we turned it off. we've had a whole separate conversation, man. Life goes on.
Again, I was like a phone call.
I want it.
Hi, it's me.
Hi, it's me. I do that every time I ring someone. I can't help it.
Can't bear it, by the way.
What, when
just
I do it?
When I, you phone me, I look at my phone, it shows a photo of you and the children, and it says your name, and I go, hiya, love, and you go, hi, it's me. Thank you for clarifying
listen,
that.
It's me go-to just to answer. I've got it's like a script.
Hi, it's me.
Anyway, something, if you're looking to improve your mental health, right?
No.
In the new year?
No, never.
Something that I need to tell you from practice, right? Get rid of your mirrored splashback behind your hob or your sink.
Right.
It's not doing you any good.
Right.
I swear to God, my mental health, since we got rid of that mirrored splashback.
Wow.
Fucking fantastic.
Wow. What a specific... Wow.
It is, wow. But you
today,
don't...
Today's mental health announcement is sponsored by Lakeland.
What
are you talking about?
You do not need to see yourself at 6 o'clock in the morning looking like an absolute bag of shit.
I understand.
It's really bad.
Yeah.
You don't need to see yourself that much during the day. I now see myself loads less. And then when I do, I'm like, you're not that bad. But just seeing yourself all the time on the regs, horrendous for your mental health.
Yet I have to wake up and see you straight away.
That's what you signed up for.
I didn't.
You don't look that good in the morning either.
How dare you?
At least I go and get a shower and put makeup on and wash my hair and that and look 10 times better. What do you do? You just look a bit, just smell a bit cleaner.
I thought I looked great the other day. I thought I'd slept well. Opened the front door to your mum and your mum said, hiya son, you look knackered. I'd had 8 hours kip. I felt fucking great until she said that.
Just these people, man, who don't have much to do nowadays. They're just...
Unbelievable.
Living them.
You look best knackered.
Life. So yeah, Don't go out your way like fully. I'm just saying that might be what's getting you.
So basically, too many mirrors in places where there shouldn't be mirrors.
Too many mirrors.
I know what you mean. Like when I used to make pancakes and that mirror splashback was there, I could see myself in the morning making pancakes for the kids.
Awful.
Fucking
horrible.
Awful. Looked like a zombie was making their breakfast.
You can't help but look. You can't help but look all the time. Mm. It's like, you know, like a magpie when something's horrible, like a car crash.
We've
just want to look.
Wow, we've got a slightly mirrored bit above our sink, above a shelf. But you're not tall enough to see that, are you?
See,
I'm tall enough to see that. I have to avoid that in the morning.
Have I not been a bit better?
No.
Oh.
You're never better. You're always awful. You're a nightmare.
Just to you. To everyone. I actually asked my friends the other day if I've been a bit better. They said I've been
Great. Oh, they're getting they're getting a good end of it, are they? They're getting a more improved version.
Get my best bits.
Ah, good, yeah. I get all the fucking off cuts.
Yes.
Awful.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Babadoo, 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 ba. It's time for What's Your Beef?
What's Your Beef?
Le Beef? You want
to
go first?
I've got to France again. Yes.
Oh, shut up, man.
What?
Oh, God. Oh. I honestly didn't enjoy France when I went. No offence to everyone in France. Didn't enjoy it. Not my thing. And still to be, I don't think I've been to the right places.
You haven't.
I think even went to Paris, I think I did I did shit bits.
I loved Paris. Yeah. Loved Paris.
I couldn't even do the full Eiffel Tower. I went halfway up the Eiffel Tower. I went to the first bit. There's like three tiers, I think, or two. I went to the first bit where you can walk around the walkways.
I didn't go to the Eiffel Tower.
Absolutely not.
Didn't go. Yeah, I could see it. I walked past it. I could see it. That's enough.
There's some beautiful parts. With a worry here of offending an entire nation, it's just like a big one of them things that we've got wires on. Just like a big pylon.
Far away. Yeah, stunning. Don't need to go up close. I'm all right for that.
I touched it.
Put it in your fingers. I'm all right, thanks.
I didn't put it in my fingers. That wasn't a thing when I went. Plus, I would have to do it with it. I would have had to have done it with a disposable camera, which you'd have to then work out 6 weeks later when you get home. Oh, it didn't work.
Did it work?
That must have been. To be fair, anyone who's got a photo of them pushing the Tower of Pisa or holding the moon or some kind of iconic landmark between their fingers, pre-90s, they've
talent.
Fucking nailed that.
Talent. Yeah. I've never done it.
No,
there's certain things. So I'm easily swayed by loads of things. Like, look, if you follow us on Instagram, you'll know I've done loads of the shit and all that crap. But there's certain trends that I go, nah.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm staunch. Staunchly against.
I imagine if you went to the Leaning Tower of Pisa, you would just stand on that grass where everyone's pretending to push it, just standing there going, eh!
Yeah, I think I would. But then I'd see a flash mob and I'd go, I want to be one of them!
I remember flash mobs. I know, that was so annoying.
I love a flash mob.
I only saw videos of them. I never saw one in the street. Oh, if I'd seen one in the... Oh, God.
I'd love to do a flash mob. My friend Steph used to run a choir in Newcastle.
Right.
And they did like a flash mob choir for an engagement in Newcastle. And it was mint. There was a video of it. It was really good.
Nah.
Anyway,
nah.
What's your beef with me?
That's not a thing anymore. My beef with you.
You do yours first because I've got a few.
Oh, great. So, I don't mean this. I don't want this beef to sound like what it does on the surface. It's not what it's not what you initially think it is. And I'm not being a big baby. And I'm not being a spoiled brat, right?
I mean,
it's the way it was done. It's the way it was done that I've got a problem with. It's not what the you'll see. So, right. Christmas morning.
It's the 10th of January.
Yes, I know. But this is last week we were still. I'll be honest with you, last week it was still a bit touch and go. I didn't want to sort of mention certain stuff because we were still like, we'd fought for a fortnight.
Well, Chris and I, on the tour, didn't fight once at all.
Yeah.
We had a lovely Christmas, but the kids had a lovely Christmas and I did have a nice Christmas, but us personally, probably as a married couple, it wasn't great.
No,
it wasn't great at all.
Just argued for 2 weeks.
Well, it's stressful. And you take it out on me and I take it out on you. But, you know, we can take it.
But sometimes, like, Rafe will be near me and you'll be at the other end of the room or vice versa and you can't even have a conversation because you can't hear for whatever he's doing or... It's fucking nuts. But
you know, it's because I think I'm interrupting you. I'm sorry. I can't help myself.
It's absolutely fine.
I think we're good parents though, because we put our kids first.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I mean, relationship wise, we're kind of on the back burner.
Yeah, but relationship and work went on the back burner, and we just kept them two little shits entertained for a fortnight. Anyway, listen.
Core memories though.
Oh, God,
a lot of core memories were made.
Honestly, everyone, whoever came up with that phrase, core memory, I fucking hate you. I hate you so much, because you've, do you know what you've done? You've put even more pressure on parents.
No.
Yes.
The core memory was the really little things.
Well, it's just, you know.
They were running around the garden at one point and just laughing their heads off and having a mint time. And I looked at you and I was like, that's a core memory.
Oh, God,
it is just a core memory.
They'll not remember, man.
They will, I swear to God. There'll be certain things from your childhood that'll spark a memory or a smell or something, and you'll go, that's me. It happens to me all the time, and it really makes us remember that I had a lush childhood.
That's actually just reminded me of, remember the time you just sat there and said to me, I love remembering stuff?
I do love there remembering stuff. I do.
Imagine that on your
Why seat. Do you think we live in the northeast still? Because I just love driving around places where I've been my whole life, because it makes us feel safe.
Anyone out
it
there?
It does.
Anyone out there applying for a job, please, for me, put on personal interests at the end of CV, please put remembering stuff. Personal interest. I like seeing my friends on weekends. I like going running, and I like remembering stuff.
I do. I'm a nostalgic little bugger.
Nostalgic little nun. So, Christmas morning, I brought your presents through. Mm-hmm. Mountain of them.
Though we said we weren't going to buy much, but that's fine.
Well, you'd put a lot of work in for the tour, and you know, you did all the questions and stuff, and I just felt like you needed treating, so I did spoil you a little bit at Christmas.
It was much appreciated, thank you.
Cut to my three presents that I had.
God, you ungrateful little toad.
This isn't the point. I'm just telling you there was three presents. Buzzin, yeah. Dyson hairdryer.
Yeah, they were
loved
good.
Take it on tour.
I'm sorry.
Some boots.
Really? Yeah, yes.
Yeah. Nice. Now listen. Opened me three presents, buzzing. Mm-hmm. Robin was like, Dad, I can't believe you only got three presents. I was like, oh, I'm a dad, man.
He's also
dad's
a spoiled little brat.
I was like, Dad's don't get many presents, man. He was like, well, Mom got more. I was like, well, I wanted to spoil your mom. And he's like, all right. About half an hour later, 20 minutes later, maybe a bit more, you came through from the sitting room with another present. And you went, Chris, I left this under the tree in the front room by accident. This is for you as well. And I went, oh, now that, everyone listening, any movie you've seen, you know, any film, any TV show, any moment in your life, that's when the bad lad comes out.
I do
right?
not remember
now,
this.
Listen to me. Well, exactly. That's the bad lad. That comes in, right? So you brought it in. It was, look, I do like nice things in life now and then. It was the right kind of size that could possibly
be. It was a watch, didn't
like
you?
Maybe an expensive watch or something, you know what I mean?
I'm
like
not
it
looked. A watch.
It looked fucking. I was like, oh, and I held it, and your hand is. I was like, oh, the weight on that feels like it could be of a metal variety. This might be a posh watch, right?
I don't remember what this was.
Oh, well, I remember what it was because I opened it. It was the pantomime. It was the pantomime of bringing it through afterwards. I was like, this must be a big. It was, and don't get us wrong, I do love it. It was a blue mug in the shape of a recycle bin.
Oh yes. Oh. You bastard.
No, it was the pantomime. It was the way it was done. It was the, oh, I forgot. Oh, you know, like me mum and dad did it. Oh, check if there's anything else in the back room. Oh, what? Your biggest presents through there. Oh, what? A car on the drive. Oh, here's your wheelie bin mug with a lid.
Thank you.
It's a fucking nightmare. I tried to drink tea out of it the other day. I burnt my cheeks.
Oh, did you?
Ah, it's a skinky. You ever tried to drink out of something square?
Is it like an ornament? It's funny though, isn't it?
It is funny.
I bought Robin a poo mug as well.
You got a poo emoji mug, yeah, and I got a blue wheelie bin mug. And you know what it is?
You love recycling.
I bloody love recycling.
I know you
fair.
Do.
It was
put
just
in your, put it on your desk. Put it in your office.
It was the way it was done. So put it this way: imagine we weren't married.
Mm-hmm.
We've got the kids. We've never been married. This podcast is called Shagged Annoyed.
Mm-hmm.
And then I give you all your presents on Christmas Day, and then I go through your room. And I find a little box, and it's a little box about the size of my fist, square. And I go, oh my God, there's one more present. And as you're opening it, I get down on one knee. And it's fucking, I don't know, Grey's Anatomy and earrings. And I'm just on one knee going, do you like them? Felt a bit like that.
Fair enough. We've never experienced that. You know, the whole when's he going to propose, when's that? Because you did it after 6 months. You did it. I've never had that feeling before. So I don't really understand, you know, when women are like, still not got a ring. I don't really get it. But I can imagine it being frustrating.
Well, I do believe the moment you've got to say, when are you going to propose, I believe it's knackered.
I know it's...
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think it's a line from The Office. No good relationship starts with an ultimatum.
Yes.
That's about Holly and Steve. Correct. Look, doesn't matter. Holly and Michael, doesn't matter. Come on, what's your beef?
Mine's pretty easy going. So you don't use sweetener anymore in your coffee because you use oat milk, which is sweeter. But then whenever you make a coffee for me, which you don't actually know what I have, which is very
changes
annoying,
all the time. Don't even
change,
start.
It's the same.
Changes all the time.
Chris, it's always
changes
the same.
Changes all the time.
Double
shot.
In the morning with one sweetener. Single.
See, it used to be double with two. It used to be double with two.
I'm trying to get off the sweetness.
So it has changed.
Since last year.
What, a month ago?
No. Mid-2023, when we last talked about sweetness on the podcast.
I'm not having this.
And I'll find out when it was.
I'm not having
this. That's when I've changed.
You literally just said it never changed and then three or four words later.
This isn't your beef.
Okay, sorry.
My beef is, you don't stir me coffee anymore because you're like, oh, because I don't have sweetener anymore. It's so judgy.
Do you know what? Make your own fucking coffee. How about that?
I will, mate.
I don't need to stir mine because I pour me steamed oat milk in from such
a
height
exactly.
that it, like they do in Morocco, that it stirs itself.
Yeah.
So there.
Speaking of, I could have another one, actually. Should I have three a day?
Tell you what. You can have a coffee. I'll go and do you one in the wheelie bin mug. See how you like drinking out of that fucking booby trap. It's got a lid.
Thank you.
It's got a lid for no reason.
What was that, Chris? It was £4.
Yeah. Well.
Probably wasn't worth wrapping up.
That's... Merry Christmas, everyone. That's the spirit. Babadoo, 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 ba. It's time for questions from the public.
Questions from the public.
Public. I don't get sick of doing that. I love it.
It's so weird.
As always, if you'd like to get in touch, it's shaggedmarinoid@gmail.com. There was a moment on the tour, you know, where we're standing there going, public in front of 10,000 people. And I'm like, this is fucking stupid.
Mad, isn't it?
This is really stupid.
Mad. Why does the tour seem like a lifetime ago?
Don't know. Because it was so intense, maybe?
Do you miss it?
I love performing in front of people.
Yeah.
I loved seeing all the people in the crowd. I loved seeing all of our listeners sitting there, singing along, smiling, laughing along, clapping along. Fucking great.
Do you miss the shitting yourself before you went out there, though?
I was never shitting myself.
Oh, God, I was.
Only a couple of times. I was just on that sofa. If you saw the tour, we got pushed out on that sofa. I would neck off a bottle of Corona on that sofa.
I know, but so once we're on stage, I was absolutely fine. But the nerves beforehand, I was like dying a little bit, I'm not going to lie.
It was a bit... So what was a bit
surreal, I think
was,
that's the thing.
On that sofa and there was two blokes behind it ready to push it and there was two blokes in front who were holding onto the curtain. And
seemed
we all
like
just,
no one was there. It was very like...
Yeah, because really strange. Weird. And 10,000 people on the other side of the curtain. But then us just sitting in silence with four blokes.
Yeah, it was
really weird.
Really strange. Really, really strange. But great, great. Again, thank you everyone who came. Like, it was mad.
Unreal, unreal. Right, what we got this week.
All right,
here we go. What we got in the mailbag?
Dear Chris and Rosie, I was listening to episode 250 where you discussed Chris's ick about the guy who accidentally said night-night when leaving the restaurant. So that was only last week.
Love him. Night-night. Thought about him a lot.
Oh, God, love him. I bet he really regretted that. I've said stuff like that. I've said love you to cashiers before,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, of course.
Bye, love you. Oh, Jesus. Sorry. It triggered a memory of the cringiest interaction I have ever witnessed.
Wonderful.
Whenever I recall it, my stomach still flips with secondhand embarrassment.
Oh, God. Love secondhand embarrassment.
Oh, I do not.
Secondhand's all right, because you can sort of have the, ugh, but then you like walk in, there's like a relief that it's not you. But I know.
I don't know it. I've sometimes rather it was me, because I think I would be able to deal with it better.
Oh,
I think because we're confident
really
people, you go, oh my God, I can't believe I just said that. But some people say things and then don't say anything after, and you go, just correct yourself. Just come on, speak up, correct. Like, it's all right. Oh my God, just die. Just, and that kills us.
Oh, I just had a random memory. It's not about saying something, it's about seeing something. So, like, I might have a slight... When I talk loads, I get a slightly runny nose. So sometimes I pull myself away from the mic to sniff. And while you were talking about being embarrassed there and I had to sniff...
Uh-huh.
Oh, I did it when I was doing the second series of the Chris Ramsay Show for Comedy Central years ago.
Yeah.
I had to go on Sky News on the morning, do an interview about it. and the person before us was on. I don't know what he was getting interviewed about, but he was getting interviewed about something. And as he was talking, his nose began to run.
Oh, no.
And he didn't sniff it up, and he didn't wipe it. And basically, his left nostril, the camera was slightly to his left, and he was obviously looking to his right, and his left nostril just got shinier and shinier.
No.
And I was in the green room, and everyone in the green room was going, oh my God, his nose is running. Oh my God, he needs to sniff or he needs to wipe it. And he didn't. And
why
it must
didn't
have,
he? I've, don't just, know. I've just sniffed.
Yeah.
He
mustn't have been on telly before and he didn't, you know, or he didn't. He was so concentrated on what the message he was trying to get across. Because he was on for something quite serious. I do remember that. Mm. His wasn't a jovial. I was like the sort of comic relief after that. But he's. I remember there was just a woman standing next to us and she just went, oh my God, he needs to sniff or wipe it. Because it was like, the light
That's
was...
That's a moment you would wipe it on your sleeve.
It was like, if you glanced at it, you would think, is there glitter in his nostril? There was light bouncing off it so much. Oh, poor fucker. It was horrible. Absolutely horrible. Couldn't look at him when he came off. Had to avoid him.
Bad times.
Poor sod.
Okay,
poor snot.
Poor, yeah.
Poor snot.
Poor snotty little... Sally. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Steve, Simon, Sean, any of them.
Oh, I need to teach Robin fruit and veg. I'm going to write this down.
What?
The game fruit and veg.
What's that?
You know, we've played it. We used to play it all the time.
No.
No, did I not play it with you?
Oh. Oh. play it with one of your really tall exes, did you?
Must have. No, fruit and veg, when you... So you go through the alphabet. I was playing it the other day.
Oh, yeah, with Robin. Yeah.
You have to pick a letter in the alphabet, and then using that letter, you have to write down a fruit, a vegetable, a boy's name, a girl's name, a country, a car.
Oh, this is horrible.
And an animal, and then there were some really spurious ones as well, but they're the main ones. It's a really good game.
I thought you just had to do fruit and veg, not this is...
No, it's like loads of categories.
Oh, God, that's been expanded. I don't like that at all.
This is pretty iPad life.
Yeah, I've been playing... I was playing Monopoly with him. I've been playing Monopoly with him a couple
Monopoly,
of nights.
He loves
Monopoly, doesn't he? He's a fucking animal. Yeah. We're raising a tycoon.
Oh, I can imagine.
He buys everything he lands on. Mm. He had a fucking hotel on the Strand last night.
Did he?
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. 8 years old, hotel on the Strand.
Mm.
Fucking Donald Trump, eat your heart out. Right, come on, what's this? What's this pervert done?
Right. Whilst walking around my local town centre with my dad...
Oh, sorry, this is just an embarrassment. I've called him a pervert.
There's not a pervert.
Default went, what's this pervert?
No.
I'm so sorry.
It's not perverted at all, actually. Whilst walking around my local town centre with my dad, we stepped onto the long escalator leading down to the bus station. Around halfway down, I noticed an attractive woman ascending from the opposite side. I later discovered she had been a high school crush of my dad's, which explains why he excitedly said, Tracy, hi. She replied, oh, hi, John, how are you doing? I later heard that he planned to charmingly say, much better for seeing you. I wish he had.
Oh,
instead,
God.
My instead, my dad blurted out, much better than you.
Oh, that's gorgeous. Oh, that's so... Oh, because he's...
Slushing it.
Well, he's weirdly the victim there, but she'll never know that.
By this point, the escalator had dragged both parties too far away for there to be any more conversation.
Oh, God.
I watched the woman's confused and offended face travel slowly away from us, my dad turning red beside me. My insides were dying. Oh, no. Oh, no. God,
yeah.
Love him.
So, yeah. So, he's basically the victim there because he, like, but in a weird way, obviously, she'll never know. Do you know what I mean? He'll feel worse than her. She'll just feel a bit confused. He's probably still devastated about
day. Yeah.
Isn't it weird that the people who you fancied at school are still always, they've still always got like a higher sort of status than you? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, sort of.
Stop lying to yourself.
Seen a few of mine, Larry.
Stop lying to yourself. Oh, well, yeah, no, some of them around here have took a right fucking nosedive. But I mean, if they've looked after themselves, you know
yeah,
what I mean?
No, I totally get where you're coming from. I fancied everyone at school, mate.
Oh,
no, honestly.
Casting that net wide, were you?
Just loads. I was just one of them, like...
Caretakers, teachers, dinner ladies...
Swimming instructors, yeah. All of them.
Fuck off, man. Swimming instructors, they're high on the level. Then.
Yeah. All of them. All of them. Never
did
anything about
anyone.
It.
I'll take any of yous. Do you want to play fruit and veg with us? Do you want to sing that shitty song I was singing earlier? Do you want to listen to me song? Why is everyone leaving? Do you know what Adidas means? Come back.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Chris and Rosie. Hope you are all well. I'm all right.
Yeah, fine.
Better after not looking at my face in a mirror every day. Yeah. So
better than you. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Hi, John, how are you? You're better than you.
Are you? You might as well have doubled down just as the one going further in, just be like, you cow.
Oh, funny. Right, okay. I was listening to an episode where you briefly mentioned Dom Jolly and the antics. And the antics, is that right?
Antics.
And what did I say? Antics.
Antics. No, you said antics.
Oh, sorry. All right, man. Jesus.
Sorry.
Fuck you.
I didn't say attics, but if anyone wants to know the difference between an attic and a loft, that was covered in last week's outro.
In the basement. Yeah. And the antics he used to get up to, and this sparked a very funny memory.
On Trigger Happy TV. Like, we don't know him personally. Yeah, on the TV show, Trigger Happy TV. Yeah.
Hello, I'm in the library.
Worst one. Most iconic, but worst. That was the worst sketch on the whole thing.
I thought it was the best one.
Are you fucking insane?
I'm not insane, actually. And I'm fucking, I like humor.
What?
I don't
know. You said you weren't insane, and then you just made
insane,
a random noise.
And I like humor, but I couldn't.
Oh, you like humor.
Yeah.
No, yeah, the hello, the phone one was the most iconic one, and it was the famous one. It was the one everyone did all the time, but it was the least funny one. It was the least clever one. It was just a man shouting. Right. The rest of them were fucking genius.
All right, marry him then, will you?
Look, I will.
Great. So this story isn't my own, it's my mum's. Unfortunately, I didn't witness this event, but have been told in great detail by both my parents. Mm-hmm. You should know my mum absolutely loves her coffee and visits her local coffee shop with my dad pretty much every day in the town where they live in Birkenhead.
Oh, Birkenhead.
They always sit outside as they like to watch the world go by.
Oh, even in the rain. Even in the rain, do they?
Must be fucking nice.
You're just gutted that someone's got time to do that.
I want an idyllic life, but yeah. I want to be able to afford that idyllic life, so I have to fucking go to work.
Yeah. You've got to retire. They will be retired. That's why they go to the coffee shop every day and they sit outside.
Every day.
And
they'll have retired early though, because they'll have paid off the house because they bought it when it was fucking cheap. Booming bastards.
Good on them, and I hope they're enjoying themselves.
No, I'm sorry.
They're
yes. So negative. Congratulate. I'm not. God. It's just, you know, I was talking about my soft girl era a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
I want to do all that, but I just don't want to work.
Right, great. Yeah.
But I've got to work.
Can't do that. So
but at the same time, I like working because I like me independent.
This is what I fucking live with. Oh, I know. And this is what I live with.
All right, man. Try being a woman for a fucking day, you prick.
It's not even being a woman.
It's all about you. No, it's all about being a woman. So go fuck yourself. Right. Anyway, back to this lovely couple in Birkenhead.
Good vibes.
Now, this was a few years back. My mum and dad were sitting in happily at their regular coffee shop when a guy approached them, looking very official, and told them he was an inspector, inspecting the temperature of everyone's hot drinks. He asked my mum if he could check her coffee. Not knowing what to do, she just said, okay. My dad sat there in silence. He's a man of few words. My mother, not so much. So this inspector picks up my mum's coffee and proceeds to pop his finger in her cup.
Oh, God, what is this?
Obviously, my mum was shocked and asked what he was doing. He ignored her and then started to stand there and drink her coffee. You've guessed it. Dom Jolly had visited the dark side of Merseyside to prank the unsuspecting public of Birkenhead Clearly, Dom hadn't visited Birkenhead before, as I don't think he would have made the trip if he'd done his research. I also think he may have regretted his choice member of the public. My mum, being born and bred in Birkenhead, stood up and asked, and I quote, what the fuck he thought he was doing.
Quite right.
He actually stayed in character and was explaining this was the official way to test the temperature. My mum stood up at this point. After calling him a cheeky bastard and all the names under the sun, she started to shout to the rest of the public he was a coffee thief. And in an attempt to shame him, she announced she was calling the police, whipped her phone out and started to dial 999.
Brilliant.
Meanwhile, my dad is still sat there like a mute. Dom is choking on my mum's coffee, and it's at this point all of his team come flying out of the bushes and buildings they were hiding behind to stop my fuming mum from calling the police.
Wow.
After all their apologies and explaining they were filming, mum was still livid and Dom sloped off as quickly as he could.
Wow.
Unfortunately, this scene didn't get aired, to all of our disappointment, and I doubt Dom will ever visit our town again.
Wow. If true, that's amazing.
I think it's pretty cool, though. You never hear about anyone who's been stopped by stuff like that.
I mean, I always, like, I can't do that. Have we talked about the prank show that I signed up for that I bottled out?
Oh, yes.
I don't know if we spoke about that on the podcast.
I don't know if... are you allowed or not?
Yeah, of course I can, yeah.
See, it would have been my dream job, but you would have
so
died.
It was me, Roisin Conaty, Marek Larwood, and was it Joel Dommett as well? I think it was Joel Dommett as well, and me, and we're supposed to be on the British version of Impractical Jokers, and we did one day of a warm-up for it, and we had to be in the street in London. Apologies if you heard the story before, we had to be in the street in London, we had to stop people and say that we're, and you had an earpiece in, and you had to say whatever the people, whatever your comic friends are saying from the other thing. And we had to, and I'd stand there, I was standing in the middle of the street in London with this fucking tray with crisps on, going, oh, we're letting people try a new flavour of crisp. And most people, you would try and stop them, and they would just completely fucking blank you because it was London. My problem that I had was anyone who was nice enough to stop and give you a bit of their time, you then had to be a bit of a prick to them and do whatever the weird jokes were, and you had to prank them. So they would stop. They'd be like, oh, you poor guy. You people, you know, you're out here letting people try crisps. What a stupid job. It's a miserable day. I'll stop and I'll try a crisp and I'll give you some of my time. And then I had to be a shit to them and I couldn't do it. I had a full-on, I went back to the hotel, I had a full-on panic attack.
Oh, no.
And I phoned my manager and I went, you need to get someone else to do this show. I can't do it. I can't do it.
How can you? Can you be a prick to people who you know then, but you can't do it to random members?
Wow. And they got Paul McCaffrey instead, and he was fucking amazing. It was. I remember watching the show and going, right,
the right person got
that. The right person got that job. That is the best possible casting. Yeah.
See, I love
all
stuff
great.
Like that.
I was I couldn't do it. I could not handle it.
Oh, bless you.
I can't do vox pops.
No,
I can't do anything like that. I feel like everyone just thinks I'm a prick.
Vox pops is when like people stop you in the street and want to interview you.
Yeah, you interview people, you interview members of the public on camera. Yeah, yeah. No.
I love doing that, though. I love doing that.
Can't bear it.
We tried to do it for the pilot of the TV show.
Yeah, vetoed it, didn't I?
And Chris was like, I can't do this.
Vetoed it.
And I really enjoyed it.
Takes years off my life. Years.
Each to their own, innit?
How can you be a prick to people you know, though? Unbelievable.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Rosie and Chris. Happy New Year and all that shit.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Please keep me anonymous for fear my husband may divorce me if he found out what I'm about to confess.
Juicy.
Yeah. My husband and I have 3 children, 16, 13, and a very intense 5-year-old. We both enjoy going to the gym, and I used to go to the gym in my lunch hour because she worked at home. Uh-huh. However, when the shit we created one drunk night started school, I had to drop my lunchtime as 9 hour work hours, just talking about the kids.
All right. So the shit the that they shit. Created one yeah. drunk a night. Wow. Yes.
So I started going to the gym at 6 a.m. in the morning, in brackets, killer, while my husband goes in the evenings on the days I go, so we still get quality time as well. Yep, 19 years together, and we still like each other most of the time. That's good.
Weird.
In November, I sustained an injury, meaning I couldn't go to the gym. After a few weeks in a lot of pain, I finally gave in to my husband's constant, will you go and see someone for fuck's sake, moans. So I went to see someone who said I had ligament damage and water-based exercise will do it the world of good.
Swimming?
Swimming, like a water, like, you know, like an aerobics class, water aerobics or something like
right,
that.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Water-based exercise.
What?
Just sounds like something someone says to buff up their word count.
Do you think?
Yeah. I do my water-based swimming.
Yeah.
Swimming.
I know that swimming's really good for you. And I used to do it. I used to swim for South Tyneside when I was younger. And I know it's really good exercise. But I think because you don't sweat, I don't feel like you do anything.
I know exactly what you mean. I know exactly. And our local pool is fucking freezing, by the way.
Oh, I know it is.
So cold.
Keeps you going, though, doesn't it?
I know exactly what you mean. I can't bear swimming. I hate swimming so much.
Boring.
And I think, it's really boring. And I don't think I've ever been able to do it properly. I always have a bad neck. I don't like the feel of it afterwards. It's never something I would
not
ever
a swimmer,
do.
I'm not a swimmer.
I'm not a swimmer. And I'm not frightened to say it.
Well, listen, no one's gonna harm you. So my husband found out the gym we go to has aqua fitness classes and suggested I give it a go. To add here, we both love going to the gym. He isn't toxic or anything. I was just being a twat about not being able to do the one thing I do for me, and he was finding a solution. That's
right, okay,
fine.
So he wasn't forcing.
No, that's fine. Not like you when I put on my baby weight on and I said, have I put on weight? And you went, well, yes, you have. And I died a little bit inside.
Right.
But it was actually the kick up the arse that I needed.
Okay.
So, thank you.
I'm going to sound like a right prick now, but like...
No, you weren't. I genuinely, I think sometimes you can, lie. I think when you're in a relationship, you can kind of lie and say things,
So the difference is, you would, whenever you say, do I look good? How do I look? I'd always say, you look beautiful, you look fantastic, you look great. I do remember this moment, and you were like, look, have I put on weight? What was I supposed to say? That wasn't a, do you look great? Do you think I look good? Do I still look lovely? Do you still fancy us? All of those would have been a yes. Facts.
Listen, a casual, have I got it heavier? Was a casual 5 stone. It was nothing major. Casual, unnoticeable. Yeah. 5 stone.
Did you put 5 stone on?
When I had Robin, I did, yeah. Well,
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, and then when he was born, I think I lost a stone. I think he was nearly a stone.
Yeah, he was beast.
And then, yeah, 4 stone, yeah.
He's so heavy now, you know.
I know, he's
so when
really
I take
heavy.
Them up to battle.
And by the way, I genuinely stick up for you here because I was actually fully blown asking. I was like, look, because I knew I had, and I think I just needed, like, you know, I needed a kick up the backside, and it did give us a kick up the backside.
Rosie,
okay,
again,
we can take all this out if you want, because I don't
want
you to
feel bad.
No, but it's
fine. I will file this under, and I think, you know, again, not to make this a man-woman thing, but I think every man out there will know, we'll file this under. Listen, Chris, if I don't go on the treadmill, remind us to go on the treadmill. Chris, remind me to go on the treadmill tonight. You fucking think I'm stupid enough to remind you to go on the treadmill? You might as well be talking to the wall, because there is no chance I'm reminding you to go on the treadmill, because that is a bee's nest. That is a trap. It is a wasp's nest. No, it's a nest of snakes. It's all kinds of nests with stings in it. I'm not doing it.
Hey, I'm great at going on now. I actually really enjoy it. God, fucking endorphins have finally make sense.
Yeah.
Now, that's how miserable I am. Can you believe that? That's so everyone's like, it gives you endorphins. I never believed it because actually I was quite happy. But now I'm really miserable and sad. I go on the treadmill, I feel loads better.
I think the word you're looking for was young. You were quite young.
Yeah, you're right, actually. Yeah, you don't need endorphins when you're young because you've got them, they're all over your body. But now I need a kick up the arse. And it does make us feel better. And this is another thing. But anyway, right, so.
So he hasn't forced her to go to the thing.
He's no, he's just said,
look, there's an acrobat,
because it'll make
you
feel
need?
Better. Yeah. The only issue is the classes are evening, so we've swapped, and he does the early gym while she does the evenings, okay? Yeah. So the first class came around and off I went. Well, it was fucking awful. I was surrounded by the older generation, a lot older than me, who were farting in the water all the time.
How did you know? What do you mean, farting in the water?
It just says, I'm also really tall, so she was freezing her tits off as it was all
right,
over
half
body.
Of it was, yeah.
Got out of that pool after the first class swearing, I'm never doing that bag of shite again.
How did she, like, I would not, like, so there's just bubbles coming
so
out of everyone's arse.
She says here, it'll tell you here, as I got home with every intention of telling my husband how awful it was and how I swear Doris next to me has an intolerance to something, as no one
like
needs
fucking,
to...
It's like a fucking jacuzzi in there.
That's what just put. No one needs to fart that much in 45-minute session. I felt like I was in a jacuzzi, not a swimming pool with all the bubbles this woman was creating. You fart smell more in water. You ever farted in the bath?
Oh, yeah.
God, it stinks.
The first
it?
Time I smelled a fart from the bath, I couldn't believe the science of
oh,
it.
Oh,
like,
God. Mangy.
Yeah, outstanding.
I walked in and stopped. She's walked home, right? Mm-hmm. She's got in. I walked in and stopped. The 5-year-old was in bed. There was an air of calm around the house. My tea was there ready to be heated up, the house tidy, the kitchen clean. As I looked around, it suddenly hit me. This is what it is like every time that fucker, in brackets, my husband, comes back from the gym.
Got you.
He approached me with a glass of wine and a smile, asking how it was. Looking over his shoulder and making sure I had correctly assessed the situation, I looked my husband dead in the eye, smiled, took the wine and said, it was really good. I
yes.
enjoyed it.
Yes.
Great, he exclaimed, probably happy that I wasn't going to have to listen. He wasn't going to have to listen to me moaning anymore about how I don't get to do anything for me being injured. So, you're going to go again then, he said. Taking a sip of wine, I nodded and said, I sure am, babe. Thanks for finding the class. Thinking to myself, am I fuck? So, for the
last...
I love her. For the last 7 weeks, I have been going to the gym 3 to 4 times a week in the evenings over tea and bedtime, and I sit in my car.
Oh, you fucking snake.
It says here, I have to actually go to the gym as we have a family share locations because we've got teenagers. So it's in brackets, it says, rules for teenagers to have phones and those fuckers would grass me up. And I can't sit in the cafe for fear of being seen by friends. So I sit in the car with my heated seats listening to a podcast without interruption.
Wow.
Or I watch one of my shows and she loves The Real Housewives.
Wow.
How good is that?
You absolute shithead.
Cheeky little hour in our car.
Wow.
Genius.
Wow.
In massive capital letters, it says, I am living my best life.
Goodness me.
And I love her.
Yeah. But then what about when he's like, how's that rehab going? Why aren't your legs sorted yet? Why is it still knackered?
Doris.
Worry about that later.
Doris.
Worry about that later. Just breathing in Doris's fart. Mm-hmm. That reminds me of something the lads told me. We went out with all our friends over the Christmas. It was a massive big squad we went out. It was a great night. And I was sitting with all the lads in the corner. And one of them said that back in the day, two of them had signed up to go to the gym. Chris and Billy had both signed up to go to the gym, right? And they used to go regularly with each other. And then Billy didn't want to go anymore. So Chris kept ringing him going, are you coming to the gym? And he go, oh, I went earlier on, mate. I've just finished. I went earlier on. And every single night for about 9 weeks, he rang him or texted him going, he go to the gym again. And he was going, oh, no, I'm going later. I can't make this one. Yeah. I'm going earlier on, saying that he was going at different times and he just hadn't been going. And he didn't realise, Billy didn't realise that Chris lived next door to the woman on reception.
Oh.
So after about 9 weeks, Chris just went to the woman and went, yeah, could you do us a favour and tell us the last time Billy such and such came in this gym? She went, 9 weeks ago.
She grassed him up. Amazing.
I was sitting at my party and went, I didn't know it was his fucking next door neighbour.
See, can't get away without.
Oh, it's really good. Really good. Babadoo, 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 ba.
Once again, thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of Shag Married Annoyed, which is part of the Acast Creator Network.
Yes, thank you. And we will be back in your ears next week. And don't forget, keep an eye out for the announcements and more details about our kids' book.
Oh, yay.
Very exciting times.
There'll be no shits, fucks, buggers, cunts, or nothing in that. It'll be all no language, language.
There's the press release written. Good stuff. Jesus. Bye.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.